moment. I'm turning to the Gospel of John, chapter 7 and verse 46. John's Gospel, chapter 7 and verse 46. Yohane, a woman, itri in son, chichim, idianai, insia. So, John, chapter 7, verse 46. The officers answered, "Never man speak like this man." What are words? These are. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ had wrought a very mighty miracle all the way back in chapter 5. And as a result of that, the people of it, the Pharisees and their supporters were going after him. They had said that he healed the man on the Sabbath day. You remember the man who was sick at Bethesda pool in chapter 5 and had been there for 38 years. The Lord Jesus Christ had healed this man, and he did it on the Sabbath day. So the people became angry with him. The Pharisees became angry. And not only that, when they were questioning him, the Lord Jesus Christ had said that he is the Son of God, and therefore he made himself equal with God. And so they became angry with him, and they wanted to kill him. The Lord Jesus Christ left them, because this happened in Jerusalem. Bethesda pool is in Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus Christ traveled north to Galilee and was there for a while. And when he came down, the people had not really forgotten their plans to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they wanted to still get him and to kill him. And so these Pharisees sent officers. They are sometimes called the bailiffs of the Sanhedrin, the leaders of the Jewish court. They sent people to go and arrest the Lord Jesus Christ. And so these people went in order to arrest him. Yerade Yesu Kristo sɛ wokɔe kyerɛ kakra Yohane ɛwoma yi mu a ɔyɛ nwanwadeɛ bi ɛma papa bi na wayare for mfe aduasa nwɔtwe na ɔsan yɛ no ɔsan yare wɔ ahogye da no nti Farisifo no bufu no ɔmo sɛ nkyɛnsɛ sɛ ɔsan yare saa ahogye da no na berɛ Yerade Yesu Kristo ɛrekyerɛ aseɛ no ɔkae mpo kosii sɛ ɔyɛ Nyankopɔn ba na sɛdeɛ ne gya yɛ adwuma daa no sana no so yɛ adwuma na ɔmo sɛ ei afei kora sɛ nyɛ saa ahomgye da nko a o ɔfrɛ ne ho so kora so yɛ Nyankopɔn ba ɛkyɛ sɛ saa kwan no so no ɔpɛ apɛ sɛ ɔne Nyankopɔn ɛyɛ baako nti ɔmo pɛɛ bi ka ho kora sɛ ɔmbɛku no mpo bi a ka ho kora sen the first time no Yerade Yesu Kristo gya wo hɔ because he is with Jerusalem. No, called Galilee. Galilee was seraphim. The hand could work, I say, we fear a crowd, I say, maybe our cobbe said Tamale, and I'd be better. So, honey, if you're okay, Radia Samoho. Into a whole break a crowd. No, Sunny Bar, Jerusalem view. If you're buying a son of Kofna, more every and free, or Adrian said, or Munyam Peso Mukum, Radius Christo. It's a most smart officers, I call back as a police officers, so Munkochi Radius Christo Mra. In the officers no more koye because one day when Ijumane said their master sano sano esomuye so more koye and then when they went to meet the Lord Jesus Christ preaching and so they had come to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ. Here was the man and with all these people around him and the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching and so these people stood there for a while. We don't know why they decided to stand there for a while. They simply stood there and they were listening to his teaching and preaching. And by the time the Lord Jesus Christ had finished that brief session, the whole crowd were divided. Some were saying, he's the prophet. Others were saying, he's the Christ. Others were saying, no, he can't be the Christ. And so there was a kind of a confusion among them. And so these officers decided to go back. They would not arrest him. They would go back and give their report to their masters who had sent them. It is unclear yes, ma'am, and some met you, Radius Christo, mobile any Radius Christo, eh, treachery. Now, Mujina Hokaka, you need me and Shom would decide some Mujina Hokaka. So, yes, your small police needs some room with him, Metro. Now, so about on Woody, we will say a four airborne comma. We just saw the betray. Wait your motor, Kakra. No, Musa Radius Christo, don't you know, I wouldn't even say no anymore, eh, Cassa. Don't also take a cry. Tomutino. Irade Yesu Kristo wie saa asɛm na ɔka berɛ kakra no ɛdɔm na ɔmotie no no wɔn mu koraa ɛkyekyɛeɛ ebimo se wei ne nkɔnhyɛni no ɛsɛ sɛ ɔba no ampa ebimo nso se wei ne Christ no ɛsɛ sɛ ɔba no ebimo nso koraa se daabidaabi ɔntumi nya Christ no ɛsɛ sɛ ɔmoni biribi ɛwo Yesu Kristo nti ɔmo hyɛ ase ka sɛ oh nkyɛ Bible koraa ɔse agyenkwa no kɔ ɔbɛba yɛbɛwo no Bethlehem biribi a na David kuro wɔ no no mun nim bi bia for Jesus Christ won to mun nim se and the craft for Radia Jesus Christ won in the far please if we among tree Radia Jesus Christ won call ye to mo crow master won mo master be say won say ade mo fa no amba na. So that's the thing. These bailiffs, these officers had gone back. And the Pharisees asked them, where is the man? Why didn't you bring him? And this is their short reply. And that's what we want to think about this morning. Verse 46. The officers answered, never man speak like this man. Sir, officers, I must say, Ethiopia, Okasa says, I have a pay pen. This is quite fascinating, isn't it? And that's what we want to reflect upon. Never man speak like this man. This is a unique speaker, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, Iradia Sikrisa Nia. Okasa ewa kwe obian kasa peng. Now, and sana me bombadi insa me kandi intra, Iradia Sikrisa on kasa se nimpanka eno. Ye nye wakakra. Ubeti me bisa se. And then on won e kase. Obia enkasa se Yesu Kristo pen. Na omo enkasa, omo akwa round. Etie, omo omo kasa nina. Na omo editoto mo na omo kasa, Radi Yesu Kristo. Ekasa, obia enkasa tese no. Have they done any kind of a study? Have they done comparisons? And na omo yese, do you remember years ago, those of you who remember, I think it was in the early 2000 or so, there was this advert, there's that little boy that says that my mother is the best cook in the world. Did you remember that advert? My mother is the best cook in the world. Maybe these people are just being like that. Oh, this man is the best speaker in the world. Or something like that. Maybe I've been thinking of adverting about television. So, I could have kept to be, or did you mean, or say, and what me can say, no, no, only maybe any SCBR, no. And so, is this not a kind of an exaggeration for effect? No, remember, these are enemies. Omo Muslim, Omo Muni, na ten radi Jesus Christo. Onye na dam fufwa. No, I can say na dam fufwa no mo kika sa. They hated him, and they want to arrest him. They want to please their master. No, my dear friends, it was the impression it had on them. It was the impression of his words it had on them. And yes, to me be a the Radio Jesu Christo kind in your one so nemo mokasa. And my dear friends, this is exactly what we want to suggest to you. If the things that the Savior says, if what the Bible teaches has not left you that kind of extraordinary influence, an extraordinary impression, so that you can tell yourself, there's no book, there's no one that can speak to my heart as the Bible does. We say, it's a sign you've never heard the Lord. It's a sign you've never been born again. Do you compare other opinions or anything? Well, we send our young persons to the universities. And if they are genuinely converted, as they wade through their studies and read all kinds of things, yet for a time they are impressed by some opinion that was a promoted by somebody somewhere, then by and by they come to themselves and they say, oh, there's none. There's no words like the Word of God. There's nothing like the Scriptures. There's nothing that speaks to the soul as the Bible does. You see, obia ombedu sa empempenso no timikase. Bibie niwa otimikase chemikra. Sedie chosam no eyeno. You see, a chesa won't tira di any answer. A chesa won't son share sedie radi e wokra no fufro. Because as obey radi di amparampara, you be wuna se. Obia niwa agini bia ni wiase ha. We debate to di radi akanohu. For me, I'm doing hook a crunchy. I didn't know some of Vikasa. Why is the Lord Jesus Christ describing? Why did they say this? How does the Lord Jesus Christ speak that nobody else has spoken as he does? The Uncline Radio Jesus Christ of Cry Casa, na Ntema Ubia, Inchmin Casa, say, oh no, may person in some reasons, Messin Chica Cara, Vianadia, Yankomono, Eva, Evie, the D kindness say, no, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke as God would. Whenever you read him, he spoke as God. In what sense? The Lord Jesus Christ spoke in such a way as to see that he's telling you the definite truth. He's telling you exactly what alone is the truth. Alright, yes, Christian, you okasa. Okasa said ye nyanko ponkasa. Okasa said ye okasa wein kwan in ukreno. You know, man, what kaya? Tako, trust me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Nukari, Nukari, Mikachra was said. You see, so the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking with that firmness as God would. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke in such a way as to say that if you don't listen to me, you would die in your sins. This is God. This is God speaking. Either you think he's God, so we should take him seriously. Or you say, you must think there is somebody who is engaging in kind of a foolish self-promotion. You have to make a choice. And so we are watching. Say, oh, in your kasa said in your kopon ebek ekasa. And now say, so catch on, say, oh, no crow, I shed an ope say, oh, mama, no one who saw into no kasa sano. But my dear friends, you know that the Lord Jesus Christ surely is equal with his Father. He is God who are taking on human nature. It is the miracle of miracles that Almighty God came down from heaven to take our nature, to enter into humanity in order to make a sacrifice for sin. It's the mystery of the Christian faith. It's the mystery of God dealing with sinners in order to bring us into reconciliation with himself. He spoke and demanded obedience. And could tell you that if you did not obey him, you would perish. Only God could speak this way. And so surely, when these officers were listening to this man, they saw how powerfully he spoke. Let me just give you a little example. The same chapter, at this time the officers were there. But now officers want to listen to him. In verse 36, this is I beg your pardon, I think it's 37 rather. And so look at 37. This is only one example. The Lord does that a number of times in Scripture. This is one example. Right when these officers had come to arrest him, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Can you see that? Let him come unto me. Self-promotion, that would have been very dangerous and very cruel. God, yes, he could invite people this way. Come on to me if you are thirsty. Since you come dewa, bremin chai, mi radi kane se. So what shall say, she shall say. Dien kra ne wabre bumwa. Mi nye kra mi kra ben humi. Na wakasa fedye mi kra humi. Na, wawad die hiyan kasa no. This is Brahmin Chain, the very essence of our well-being and of our contentment, the Savior says, is with me. The very center of our lifestyle, he says, it is with me. Why? And so he spoke surely as God would. And my dear friends, our concern is, have you heard him? Have you heard him? What in him name? Waban in chai? Because he radin kwa. No kasasa. I think so. The Lord also spoke as a master teacher. That's another reason. He spoke as a master teacher. He seemed to know everything he spoke about. When people came with questions, sometimes they came tricking him. I'm sure you know a number of examples in the Bible. Some people came wanting to trick him. They wanted to play smart with him. And they came to the Lord Jesus Christ and tried to really give him all kinds of scenarios that can confuse him. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ made their queries very simple. And he answered them with just a few words. And it was resolved. Everything was gone. The Lord Jesus Christ, he said, Radio Jesus Christ, Okasa said, Nyo ye, a cheche funina, a master. It sounds like, Okasa so nimbibia, we be a mo. Nasa Okasa, a bimu crab and in chair, or mo by a se, or mo minister Chimo can say, or mo better mona, mo uses that terminal. And so he was like a master teacher. He seemed he knew everything. There were times he spoke, and the Lord Jesus Christ showed them that he knew their motives. This is a master teacher. And he really was a wonderful beyond all. He spoke with amazing simplicity about the most profound topics when you were in school. What was the topic that really baffled you? The subject you chose. What was the topic? Maybe an umbrella will go to school. The topic is a woman. I have a niece, when she was in the secondary school, she never liked mathematics. What's what is her umpematocracy? In fact, she was so against mathematics, the issues. Once you put math on the board, she starts weeping. We try math in good board, you know, and she says, oh, I tempt to crown work as some patch of me, baby, Hannah, mean to me in Kobe, would you go sound much as so soon? She told me to me, I want to me, no, she really wouldn't make the attempt. Also, what was it? Were there not things that baffled you? Bibi, oh, wow, I know one. It was a topic in one, I dear Wussy animal. Well, my dear friends, when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about heavenly things, he spoke about them in such a way that even children could appreciate to some great extent. He used the parables, I'm sure you know. And he brought down heavenly things so that we can tell them to children. And children will love it. And will stick in their heads, will stick in their hearts. The lessons can easily be drawn. So that even children, we have heard of children converted as young as 4. Because they understood the gospel right on. And those children, when they grew up, they were not extraordinary children. So you say, oh, they had extraordinary brains. That was why, no. They turned out to be very ordinary children. And yet, when they were children, they could grasp some basics of the gospel. And they trusted in the Savior. Why, my dear friend? Iradi Yesu Christo, Ocheche Sedia, Emkwada Akra, Tumye Tidi Okanwa. Of course, there was some Bible, was Bible more. This is a penina answer. We see a Bible, since you are the fee, the new entity, a mound, a daho mound, dear. And so, Iradi Yesu Christo, Kasay, in such a way, Sedia, and some of you are Emkwada Akitwa Akra. Ne, yes, Femi, say, dear, we here, Sedia, be with me, and Kupo and Antino. Or can we in such a way I could get to a crab to me at Yasi? Only he could do that. Profound things. There was one time he met a very learned man, and the Lord Jesus Christ was telling him, you are a teacher of Israel, and you don't understand this. We are church for crown, we Israel, we need master. We know, you're quite a sophic crowd, church and prophets, wouldn't we say? And yet the Lord Jesus Christ went on in other spheres to break these same things down. So it became so clear. And so plain. He was a master teacher, my dear friends. My concern this morning is to let you desire to listen to him more, friends. You don't read your Bible much, do you? It's now becoming a lazy thing now. People don't want to read their Bibles. People get up in the morning and they are rushing for all kinds of things. Permit me to use a strong expression. One of the most shameful things of our generation. People get up and the first thing is picking up with his phone. To do what on the phone? Read the Bible on the phone. Well, that would have been okay. But no, he's going to WhatsApp. He's going to Facebook. That's their Bible now. What a shame. What a loss. What a self-destruction. Yenri, be sorry on open your Bible, no kushisha festo. Or kafani phone, no shendi also, or kosheni WhatsApp, or kosheni Facebook ni kika kahuin. Oh, my dear friends, you do not want to hear one who will make you wise unto salvation, wọn pẹsẹ okete ni a ọba mu ayé nyansafo akọ ẹnkwam mu ni yankọpọ yẹn kita mu die no friend I urge you if you love your soul never ever do that. This is a practical counsel I'm giving you. If you love your soul, don't begin your day with a WhatsApp or with a Facebook. Make it a rule to yourself. When I get up in the morning, tell yourself, well, let me just read, even if it's 5 or 6 verses of the Bible, before I do anything else, before I ever think of anything, either make it even a firm rule, except emergencies and things that are entirely beyond your control. If somebody called you and you've got up in the morning, it's called you and said, you know, that business, that money, oh, please, can you wait? Call me 30 minutes time. Please, call me 30 minutes. I will get back to you. And then shelve everything. Put everything aside. If you love your souls, my dear friends, and give some time, even if it's small, give some time to listen by reading the Bible carefully with respect. It's like you are listening to the Savior. It's like you are listening to the Lord. Do that, my dear friends, if you love your soul. So do a cram yourself and sarianopa. No one foul funny any kind of WhatsApp on our Facebook. And now some person be no afraid of pay. Was sariano afraid? Mpacho, nesikano, na me niwa manu. No me sawa. Just say emergency. I'm para. So just on your casa family. In your sake, I'm pacho. Mama, me break a cram. Me sawa. With your photo so. Your bobe say. Samri, your friend, your chile. Baby, home come. I plead with you. Make it a rule. Otherwise, you would throw away your soul. And when you know what is happening? And when I'm in the embrace, Edin come out gates now and they attract maybe more. She, I genie, I put what my brain in them chrome one. Yamidi at any number. But in free young coupon, all kinds of ideas are over there. And people have rubbed you with the name of God and we sprinkle some scripture verses even on top of them. Open it, it's rubbish. It's nothing. And you'll be carried away by it. And we're having that conversation and we say that if only we can encourage people to read the Bible for themselves. I heard a testimony of somebody who was converted recently and that's what he said. When I began to read the Bible, I didn't understand a lot, but I began to question a lot. I began to question a number of things around. I plead with you. If you wouldn't read your Bible, you would think you are saved. You are not. You are not at all. You are an easy prey to Satan. You are not listening to the master teacher. You are listening to only human opinions. And they will come in attractive forms. And they will get you. And they will get me. If I will not listen. And my friends, don't even say, after all, I go to a church where they teach the Bible. My dear friends, I tell you, it doesn't matter whether you go to a church where they teach the Bible. When you are pressured and you are under corner, well, at best you will say, oh, it is the pastor who said. But if you read it for yourself, then the Lord will corroborate the two and affirm them in your own heart. Then you become clear in your own understanding. And make a sense, Mr. War. Rest of the scripture, Mamma Kakara. Would you shall send Kakrankakra? Bemuna say, Yaka send Kakrankakra say. It says, I know corner by my witch. You are Jenny Bebri and confiding in a more. A one shaddy radidia catasso. A mobile radidin frame. A do baby come up a go to Bible be. I want some grand watching or go to Bible, German himself. No, who go to Bible, Efra. So when you near what kind should train a kakrara who need that? And once I come in, sit in your tea cross and many we are knitting now, Bumuka and Satan, you get to a cra, Missau, so don't cra, dear. Shada Kacho, who said, me Shisha and say, Min Sariano Pa, let me find the phone, na your Facebook. Me Shisha and say, Min Sariano Pa, let me find the phone, na Facebook. Me shisha ni fe me sariano pana mpocho asikarudi baba da ben ni ni akike hu sei anata ni amano di baba na me sariano pa me fasta ni amane insha se kecho hu sei ya sawo do wakradia misrao enamu wa wakrani ye yenti misrao isasa wishasa sawo tira wakin kind scripture kakama hu ni wutira dinano me mbisa se wini eni kama sadia ya me pa ochewo. ubedi yankran wakasa mi Kristo ni anami shushem radikra mi pesa mi ah umpesa wuti nene uma kuda abi ofiho umpesa wuti wone fayen fatonoche osari anapan wakobi TV ma kasa de kono aunti mi che kuma konya we konya ni ti su kitani se ma nanu conflict kitani se no she TV no ma frano hey John no ankasa wo ho ade enya wo ya wo kra a she ko be su me shake ni pa ko wo kra de na ya wo se ya no de wo kra ye wo sorry on the phone and you're not ready to listen to the Lord if I didn't shake kun se me wo kra de na ya wo wonder wo kra sa oh friends me to tell so a kra life ye busy. But it doesn't mean you should throw away your soul. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. A crab, what are you doing? And just a poor crutch in it. So my dear friends, oh, take the Lord seriously. This is the master teacher. And friends, you know, of course you may think because I'm a preacher, whenever you open the Bible, it's like you want to relax behind it. I've come to the very rivers of wisdom and of divine truth. You feel privileged. You feel at home. You feel you want to be here and drink. What be scripture meanwhile? I also when you're for so beer, I should see you be out there. I said, what can you be a joke? Nah, I did so. No person would talk to us. No one know. Now when we do be on council, now when God is said, "Wa come on, you know, who the scripture said the attain, you know, because the master teacher, a church phone in our pin, you know, I don't know, cause our scripture, you know, my dear friends, and you know how to begin to bring others to your mind, you know how else he spoke, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke with power and authority. You only have to read the Bible so carefully." Oh, my dear friends, then you will discover this. Iradi Yesu Kristo kasayo to me eni amo demo. So that, as I said at the beginning, impression it had on your heart and mind. Years ago, I'm sure you may not know this history, but, you know, years and years ago, around the early 19th, actually 18th century to 19th century, the rulers of Russia was once an empire, the rulers of the Russian Empire were called Tsar, T-S-A-R. They were called Tsars. And one of them became converted. And when he became converted, he had a friend. And that friend was really a notorious, bad young man. But because for religious purposes, this man, the Tsar wanted somebody he will appoint to become like the religious head of the nation at the time. And so when Tsar became, or the head of the empire became converted, he told his friend is called Galatin. He told that friend and said, "You know, I've become converted." And his friend Galatin started laughing at the Tsar. He was called Alexander. He started laughing at the emperor. And all that the emperor said was this: "Well, Galatin, would you promise me you read the Bible? Just spend some time to read the Bible." He said, "Well, okay. Well, you're my friends, so I'll do it." And he started reading the New Testament. And as he read and read, one time he called his friend the emperor and said, "I'm seeing wonderful things in this book." And soon, it had an impact on his heart. And maybe I better go to Russia for. Among Ahindi and Mutshepa, and the new Shasne from it's there. Now, nobody converted into a chess, but whom is so a deboyeni by Radius Christo, the son, you know, the Radigino, into a radigia, and son of an asino, no Yahuponi pa, Utminam, because the emperor would tune in Umsea. Into where converted Nina has a sign. In the onion or Adamphobi, the friend Galatin, okay, Chen said, "Galatin, my very Christo knew, not Galatin shat is all sereno.
or say bay because you brand no more secondary school no. No one two nyina no mo bom no mo street crystal for. To say bay. Sound call for yesterday on also have come home. No o sin a church say o sin no. Ena Alexander Kitchen so what dey Kitchen is over king kind scripture. Over king kind you just okay we tell you madam for to make kind. Men and dam for let the galaxy ni. Isha says say all kind. And she crown of friend of Kitchen say and you know who me who because he's finding their wisdom beyond anything else. And Chakra Nagala comes to be converted. Friends, the Lord Jesus speaks through the scriptures with power and authority. This is the rule, my dear friends. If anybody claims to be a reader and a serious student of this Bible and has not been affected, there's something wrong with him. He's a liar. He's deceiving himself. We'll be talking kind of way. And so to me be our no so and sacred on sacrana and a chance will be any no cry with her baby. A chance any no cry. Because friends, Irade promises said obi a be kind sabu kowe mo sa no brase adwene no mo so be se o funu irade irade Jesus Christ shebo se obi hunu because this book would the Lord Jesus Christ speak from the scripture with power and authority okay so what to mo irade Jesus Christ also spoke with amazing respect for people who were unworthy. You don't find that anywhere. Everywhere, great men despise people. The best you can have is a kind of only, we use the word patronizing respect. He only seems to respect you so that people will say, oh, he's a good man. Oh, though he's the president, he's a good man. He greets children, things like that. And it makes news, doesn't it? The Lord Jesus Christ genuinely respected people, genuinely valued people. Genuinely treasured them and he spoke to them in the same way. The Lord Jesus Christ was never harsh when he was speaking to people. He warned people, he urged them, he tried to stir them to see their danger, but he was never rough. He was never rough in language, even when people were unworthy of his kindness. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke with such pleading heart. Can you imagine? He's the King of glory, and yet he pleaded with people. He pleaded with souls and urged them to repent and to turn when he had to call some people foolish, as he did very vehemently, strongly in Matthew chapter 23. Read it and see. He's been there full of concern and genuine interest in their well-being. It's in Radio Jesu Christo. Or Kasan Senior or the Enyi de Bo Mapa. And more be unknown in a Kasano. In Probrent San any panel. Or yes, say the ancestral Behano Crown. Radio Jesu Christo. Kaso in your brain. Or chess in your brain. Paso or shimmy. Or chinning Paconefi. Sati Bianmudia. As one Kasse. Or Bunim Paconinintia. And now, sir. Or Yenim Paconabas. Nimpa may we be asked the assignment for. Mobinyo Timi Kakara, won't say or try and yeki to or yemonkofaboni dia, unfortunately, often, of course, place are there, a few genuine ones here and there. We have to acknowledge that. But often that's the motivation. Because they cannot truly value people. Their exaltation is dazing them. So they cannot really appreciate people. And I truly respect them also. And so it is. The Lord Jesus Christ. Only he said that he calls his servants his friends. He called his disciples friends. He said that, sorry dear friends, I don't call you servants anymore. You are my friends, he said. Only the Lord Jesus Christ did that, friends. Friends, you don't want to listen to such a person. Why? I don't know who else you will listen to. Do you know, my dear friend, there's a strange thing in this world. Because I see my ear one more, and shall we repent? You were sound crawl for now. See, when people are very gentle towards them, and are very kind towards them, they don't regard them. If you are harsh, Apostle Paul told the Corinthians one time, he said, if somebody came among you and slapped you in the face, you will respect him. But when I come and I'm pleading with you, well, you want to despise me. Well, my dear friends, I hope you are not that kind of person. Well, my friend, the Savior comes and he's pleading. He's called, he will be your judge one day. One of the parables spoke of people invited who are not worthy to a banquet, a king's banquet. It's the president who hosts a banquet. What kind of people do you think will be invited? Well, I'm sure you won't get an invitation. Perhaps one or two persons say maybe. I'm sure I'm not one of them. May get the invitation to be there. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking of a king's banquet. You know, the kind of people they went to call the poor, the lame, those people who are disabled. Bring them in. He said, fill my house with them. Fill my hall with them. And when there was space, he said, go again. Go and get them in. If you want to throw a party, don't throw it to those who can reciprocate. Who would also invite you the next time and also give you a party? Give to those who can reciprocate. See how what a respect he had for people. My dear friends, I have to make an apology. I have to make an apology because I'm sure you have seen a kind of Christianity all over that pampers the people who are exalted in society and really pampers perhaps the wealthy and pampers people you will call of social standing and this kind of thing. And this, oh my dear friends, this is not Christianity. I can tell you, be sure, that's not Christianity. Christianity says everyone is a sinner and everyone needs the mercy of God. Everyone needs to listen to the same Savior. No one is above his teaching. No one is above his invitation. All of us are groveling sinners. We all come bowing our knees. We throw ourselves into the same dust, whatever we are, whatever our status, and we come begging him to save us and to bless us. It's amazing, my dear friends. He deals with all people alike, no matter what their status. If only they repent and put all their trust in him and throw away all self-confidence and all pride of self-importance and self-admiration and things like this. See, friend, this is why often people who are important in society never become genuine Christians. Their heads are full of self-importance. What would the Lord do with you? If you are filled with self-importance, these are the kind of people the Savior despises. He will ignore you. You don't really need him. He never came for self-important person. He came for those whatever they are standing in society, have faced with the very raw fact of their sinfulness and their need for pardon and washing in his precious blood and a reconciliation with God. Erade Yesu Kristo baaye no oba so beti sede medina sede medi bia ti wo bia se no emfo no no ho de ofa no ho ne se me ba ne nchense me di bon ye ni a me me hia ne humo bro e won ensem na ye ne se wo kra wo di bia kra wo bia se mo wo problem be bre and some which na be erade de san se e ye di bia no e de she wo twim se wo somo pa ne ne so she ne twim pa so somo pa no o tumi be erade ho won't to me a no one. Won't to me for re-entry in addition, but won't to me and don't to me cross any you. A bad dear mom. So bit me who pass me near minishe cra. Mean to me and walk one who appoint me also. Just a radio Jesus Christo, many or your money or your form. Won't to me a bad dear mom. Into what crown or bed indoors. And this is our say radio put in your brain will be cows or a radi. Brahma come here say. Namano and true na umfani ring in Ansha won kwa umse na jin kwa nine radi. You see. Radi Yesu Kristo a woman in pain of friends. Mama minka bakum and kona mim reviye. Radi Yesu Kristo or kases in ya. He spoke with great tenderness. Oh, you know sometimes he wept over sinners, don't you know that? He wept over a whole city. He looked at them. He spoke with such spiritual insights about people as he had great compassion. So that he wept over them. He wept over a whole city that wouldn't repent in spite of all the miracles he had seen. The Lord Jesus Christ was a tender-hearted teacher. He wasn't dry. He wasn't without feeling. He wasn't merely teaching from his head. He wasn't teaching any of the subjects you teach, and you can teach it with almost a distant heart. It wasn't like that. He spoke with all his being and was deeply moved himself in those teachings. And so it is, my dear friends. Radio Yesu Kristo no kasa esenia. Na tema kesebi ewe na kumamu ewe ni onyene kasano. Adepu fade intia. Because it's the never the eight different common, a idea a new beer, washeria, washeri, the yes in bibia. My dear friends, the radi Jesus Christ of Kasai said, or draw attention to himself, make conscious, and but that's a maybe one or so. He spoke by drawing attention to himself. Friends, if you don't find him, you are dead, you are lost. You finished. If you don't find him, it is the greatest of all search. If I did your dream in heaven, you are not so. We know. We know. We really are not. But share one call. When the Lord drew attention to himself, what did he call people to do? He called them to put all their trust in what he would do for them. He told them to throw away all confidence and trust. Don't trust in this world. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in money. Don't trust in... Be thankful for whatever the Lord provides, for sure. But put all your trust in him. And when we read the question, BBM, catch up and say, Enkwa. And then he said, Medim enkwa. Ameira adese. Onunkwa ni miya metrenu. Mimi yedibo yeni. May train us all from me bunny, non sacrame, no mammy, young couple, any son, and get a mudino, young couple, friend, Miss Emmy and the back, the Miss Mimumi who said, me and young couple acquire. We need to read the secrets of such, or the Yakin Banusua, say no, who said, we the boy in Yara, who said, won't me your share and say, young couple, me, who said, won't me. We are watching some kin and say, Kwame Kra, my Danny, my brother, one of my fine person. Who be the big, who be jai? If I want to be cry, who be jabby, be a family bread to her, one yaho she cry. Woman was in here. By Rashim would be BMU Ayra. No, you are Rashim United, and you see Christian Quam. Now, Brandon Chen was our kind of soul. The son said, Odia Dream in our bone one. He said, come on to me, he says. In Matthew chapter 11, Mumbra meho, come unto me. And one of the things he kept saying, "Kofunina say, Omo mo sorry, Omo from us, Omo teachers, you know, Omo draw attention to something. Come unto me, friend. See, when we miss out, then you are no more. Walk on the hall, Baba no hall. Men Casawasha says, oh, sorry. Men Casawasha says, we journey on my coma could be only saying, eh, bonny. Walk on the horse, the boy in here. Walk on the show, bonny fetcher, and then start crying. Walk on what's so near. On one corner, then I dish you with your poor bonny. It was sent so no more, bro. No more. No new. What can one say? What such a say? I think we be a soon. Would me tin us him. So would tin us him one. Or would to be what was so. Friends, it's the wonder he does. When he brings you to himself, he so changes your heart that now when he speaks, he grips you. When he speaks, you want to obey. We say it's one of the signs that is forgiving you your sins and it's changed you. And you may be a chase radiajo who could be such a for one internal or sacral or sacral and parampana and say, I feel you may use as good thing as someone. And you'll send me a mobile. It's so a common. Now you'll say, it's just send me a suit team as after me. When you mean chair, I said, when you say, Radio Christopher said, I will John chapter 10. I said, meanwhile, as a friend, as over this sample person, which me one person, Obia Cassa to say Radius Christo. It is all Cassa. Me tea, the me person, me dimichi. So when he speaks, I can understand. He grips me, and I want to follow. That's a sign that is giving birth to you and has changed you and made you a child of God, friends. Please listen to him. Tienu. Who tienu bebre will be a siha? Who kokomo ene wo bebe a hobi onyina? Be radim kwani niya wo tienu si ubiya. Isas ubiya ankasa tesanu. Ono kwano nube kasa. Duwa bo nwa ankasa inche. Isu ubi hun uboni. Who said ya watine tienya mkupon. Yes, I'm feeling cream. A best stress on found chair. No, we do ring in our ashes on the lawn, or then a dish about your air, whole body, and we do a bread barman. We'll be tea. Now, for Becca's sake, go a common, said the bear, who be dinner cheap.